From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump reportedly plans to make it possible for 1.8 million young immigrants living in the United States to become citizens. The proposal is aimed at so-called Dreamers, people brought to the United States illegally by their families when they were still children. Senior White House officials told reporters Thursday that Trump's plan would scale back family-based or chain immigration to include only spouses and underaged children. It would also eliminate the visa lottery program, and it would include $25 billion to build a wall on the border with Mexico and strengthen security on the border with Canada. The premier civil rights group in the United States is suing the Department of Homeland Security over its decision to end protection from deportation for thousands of Haitian immigrants. The NAACP's lawsuit alleges the decision to end temporary protective status was based on skin color and violates the constitutional right to equal protection. Haitians were granted TPS in 2010 after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake devastated what was already the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. President Trump has questioned whether peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians will ever resume. He spoke during a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where he accused the Palestinians of disrespecting the United States after Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas refused to meet with Vice President Mike Pence. This is VOA News. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on six Taliban and Haqqani Network militants as it again demands more help from Pakistan to disrupt terrorist financing. The six include a former high-ranking official of Afghanistan's former Taliban government. All six have been involved in attacks on U.S.-led coalition forces, smuggling and financing terrorists. A new report shows that smoking rates among Americans are at historic lows, but the U.S. still has one of the highest rates of tobacco-related deaths in the world. VOA's Carol Pearson tells us that the American Lung Association is pressuring federal and state governments to do more to help smokers quit and to prevent teenagers from starting.
Every year, the American Lung Association issues its State of Tobacco Control Report. This year's report shows huge disparities in smoking rates between more educated, higher-income Americans and their less educated, lower-income counterparts. Overall, little more than 15% of Americans smoke, but the numbers rise significantly among low-income earners, those who live in government-subsidized housing, Native Americans, and some racial and ethnic groups. Among these groups, smoking rates are close to 30%. The report finds that states which offer smoking cessation programs to people with low incomes see smoking rates in this group fall. Thomas Carr, the association's director of national policy, says his organization is also calling for states to raise the age at which young adults can buy tobacco products to 21, since most people start smoking when they're still teenagers. So far, five states have done so. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump said Thursday the United States would rejoin 11 other nations in the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Compact if it can get a, quote, much better deal than we had in the agreement, in the accord, that is, agreed to by former President Barack Obama. He told CNBC television in Davos, Switzerland, "I would do TPP if we were able to make a substantially better deal. The deal was terrible. The way it was structured was terrible. If we did a substantially better deal, I would be open to TPP." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.